Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. I want to thank you for joining us again today and encourage you to visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. And right now they could use the extra business, so why don't you go and do that? Well, things hadn't calmed down any since last time we talked to you. Things are still in turmoil as far as the election goes. We're still trying to figure all that out. I'm imagining that most of you that are listening to us don't spend all your time on mainstream media, so you know a little bit about what's going on there. It's amazing people you talk to that the only media they get is from mainstream, haven't got a clue, have not got a clue what's going on. So that's why we do this show, is we try to share some news with you that you may not have heard, and we try to give you the sources so you can go and fact check it yourself. You know, that's another thing that's going on right now in the news. We had the CEOs of both Facebook and Twitter before the Senate being, what do you call it, not interviewed.
Drilled.
Drilled, whatever, about the censorship they're doing. And, you know, they have the fact-checking. And just today I was looking at some tweets that our president put out. And under all three of the tweets I looked at, it said, this is disputed. Well, a lot of things they don't fact check or put a marker on, I dispute, because I know for a fact there's another side to that story.
You know what,
but
Rick?
But you don't see them posting that on all that.
It's almost the reverse of what they show. If they dispute it, it's indisputable. If they don't dispute it, heaven help you, it's probably not true.
Well, you know, one thing
that... I didn't know anything about this disputed business, and I started looking... about this story that the military has done some raids on servers, is that what you call them? You know, mm-hmm. internet people mm-hmm. that might have had some control over Dominion, the company that puts in the voter machines.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big red box there when I went to that website, and it said, this is disputed.
Yeah. they say that's not true, yet you've got other ones that swear by the validity of it and that it is true. So it can be real confusing for you out there.
Well, I tell you, it's being reported in a number of different places, like thegatewaypundit.com and dcdirtylaundry.com, and I think the Epic Times has mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a, it's not just coming from one place.
Well, it's not, and it's been on Newsmax. Mm-hmm. It's been on One America News.
Yes.
I know we're all disappointed in Fox, but they are at least having, like they had Sidney Powell, one of Trump's lawyers who was leading this. She was on. They are having guests on their shows to talk about the fraud. But beyond that, you have so many videos coming out showing intimidation or cover-ups. You have, you know, these people who are signing affidavits. You have to wonder, the guy who works at the post office and was told to backdate the votes, and
Richard Hopkins how about that,
signed a affidavit, and then the New York Times reported that he had retracted his story and it was not true.
Then so I heard him saying...
He had to release a video saying, no, it's not. I did not retract it. It absolutely is true. So, you know, they are reporting things like that wasn't verified. They certainly didn't call him to fact check that. Yeah. You know, they don't... They're not checking themselves. But they can put out things like that. And it's just... the bias, it's absolutely ridiculous. We have so at least something to look into that would make you wonder, okay, there's something going on here. But you watch mainstream media, there's absolutely no history of voter fraud.
Right. And that's right. What I was looking at here is like, here's five tweets from the president, five in a row. Where he's talking about, like, Michigan, more votes being cast than there are people who voted. Detroit, far more votes than people. Something in Wayne County, Michigan, widespread irregularities in poll numbers. Well, every one of them underneath of it, Twitter's put, this claim about election fraud is disputed.
It's disputed, yeah.
Of course it's disputed, because the people that are responsible for all of that are going to claim, no, we didn't do that. It didn't happen.
And so here's what they said in the Senate hearing today, is that they wanted to give fact-checking. And when you click on that, it is a link to a broader discussion, is what he kept saying, so that you could have a broader discussion about this topic. It is a link to articles from the New York Times, CNN, ABC News, telling you that there is no evidence of voter fraud.
Right. Right.
Good. Yeah, they're fact-checking. To see here. Just keep
exactly.
walking.
Who's fact-checking the fact-checkers? Okay, y'all jumped in and got off on this before I even got through the introduction, so I'm going to pause for a second and say, tonight we have Melissa with us.
Hello.
We have Howard Rainer James.
Hey.
And we have Chad Howard with us.
Hi. Greetings.
And he's our guest speaker tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit about an event that he came up with and fill you in on that. All right, now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, I've got something I want to say about the voter fraud. You kind of glossed over. The president has paid, what, I think $4 million. Chad said he thought it was three, but $3 or $4 million to have two counties recounted. In Wisconsin, I believe it is.
Right. Well, there's a number of recounts going on. One down in Georgia.
Yeah.
And they're saying that's a waste of time because all they're doing is counting the same fraudulent votes over again.
To a large degree, it is, Rick, but something like it's 9,626 vote error has been discovered by a recount monitor in DeKalb County. According to the Epic Times.
Right.
That's not huge, but it isn't nothing.
Right. But the thing is, what they're not doing is verifying the signatures.
Yes,
right.
And that's probably massive.
Right. And that's why they were saying, you know, it's a waste of time to do it if you're not going to go ahead and verify
that
the signatures.
That needs to be done. You're so, right.
There's a lot going on. There's more and more being exposed every single day. And I think, you know, you're going to see some things turn around here in the near future.
There's one more thing that the Epic Times said in an article today about that recount in Georgia. They have one Republican watcher for every 10 tables of people recounting. There are something like 10 to 12 people at each table. Now, that is not adequate oversight.
No, it's not. Well, we know that fairness is not in their playbook.
No.
You look at the way they set up things up in Michigan and Pennsylvania and some of the other heavily Democratic cities. The poll watchers couldn't get close enough to see anything anyway.
Yep.
And then they come out and start putting, they throw them out of the room and then start putting cardboard up over the glass so they can't see in there.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a lot to come out about that.
I saw that video, too, with those putting cardboard or whatever it was up on the window so nobody could see in what was going on. But hasn't President Trump filed a lawsuit against them that might go up to Supreme Court?
Yeah, he's filed a number of lawsuits there. Well, he hasn't. His attorneys have.
Right.
And, yeah, there's a lot of lawsuits out there and a lot of evidence being uncovered. But if you're watching mainstream media, you won't know that because their narrative is – there ain't no fraud.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see there.
And I do just want to point out that if you're going to dive into this, especially if you're going to have an intelligent conversation with someone else who does not think that the election was rigged, you really need to do some research, because there's several different components to it. You know, we have the Dominion voting system, that these machines that they're using that apparently can't, there's a backdoor, they can be hacked. A teacher had some in a classroom, and his high school students hacked into and changed the numbers. So it's apparently pretty easy.
Right.
You also have evidence of, and these people, some are being caught and arrested, but these people, Project Veritas did an undercover with a woman. There were two men arrested in California, and they have several charges filed against them. They have been doing this all year, going out and either they're ballot harvesting or they are signing people up to vote, but they're doing it illegally or swaying the way they vote. They're getting
paying
out,
them for votes.
They're paying for votes. They're filling out their ballots for them. And, you know, and they're doing that. This woman was bragging that in a month she had 8,000 people, 8,000 different ballots. And they voted the way she told them to vote. It was the elderly, you know, and these people do not work alone. These people get together, they spread out, they're over all these cities, and they work it. I mean, they get paid go do this.
Another couple of individuals in California, they just arrested over 6,000 votes, I believe they are not votes. They actually were registering people to vote. Their connection is, one of them was actually a candidate for office, and he was trying to get votes for himself, of course, and then they find out they're tied to MS-13. So
that's one I was thinking about, too. The MS-13 one, and I think they had 9,000 or so votes. Most of them were dead people or people that didn't exist.
Yeah, they made up people.
Right.
Well, I have a question for the panel. We've had a Republican president for the last 4 years, and we have this guy Christopher Krebs, who was part of the cybersecurity of voting. He said there's no problem. he's our guy. We put him there. And then we had the FBI guy that was part of the voting task force for the states. And when he was told to investigate the voting, he said he wouldn't do it, and he resigned. He had himself moved over to another position. We had 4 years to drain the swamp, you know, to quote President Trump, and to some degree it looks like we didn't drain the swamp, and these people are fighting against us.
It's right. A work in progress, and you're right, there's some nasty players that have surfaced during this what I call a banana republic election that in the process of enduring.
I understand what you're saying. We had 4 years, but a large part of that 4 years was consumed with impeachment hearings and, you know, all kinds of other things going on, attacks against the administration. And you have to look at just how big is the swamp. I don't think people realize when you start talking about the SES service there, you've got people that
have been... Like senior CIA executive maybe, service,
right,
you're talking about.
Senior executive service. You've got people that have been appointed positions that have been there for decades. You know, they go from one president to the next, one to the next, because they're established in those positions. And some of your intelligence agencies are the same way. The new president comes in, they don't flush all that. Now, Obama did. He flushed a lot of it and replaced them with his people. Trump has done some of that to a certain extent. But there's still a lot of Obama appointees in the administration, and even pre-Obama appointees that are not loyal to this Trump administration. And he just fired a couple of more in the last few days. So... yeah, I wish we could have got a complete drain of the swamp, but
it's gonna take more work.
Well, I mean, I think we all knew it's gonna take. This was a start. I mean, it's gonna take years. But I think one of the things that we don't understand, or other people don't really see, is that Trump allows these people to kind of hang themselves. Like, he gives them the break.
Yeah.
You know, so they're in the position, he just lets them go until they've hung themselves, and there's no help for them. And also, we have to think about the money, and money makes people do really terrible. People sell their souls for money.
Yep.
I looked up, we have the Senate race in Georgia that is being contested, the runoff. And I was looking up to see financially, I was shocked to see the Republican campaign has spent a little over $5 million. The Democratic campaign, $27 million in the same race. Okay, $5 to $27 million is a tremendous, and that money's coming in from somewhere.
Right.
And you have to think about, that's just in Georgia in the Senate race. I mean, imagine up there when you get these higher positions, these, you know, people will sell their souls, and they may be, you know, staunch Republican until they get there, and you don't know what's going to turn them. I mean, you know, there's a lot of devious.
We're going to get more into that Georgia Senate race after the break. But again, drain into swamp. What you were saying was a good point. He gives them enough rope to hang themselves. One of the things is he was a firm believer that if you just tell people how bad and corrupt it is, they're not going to believe you. You've got to show them.
Absolutely.
And that's what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. The onion is being peeled back. Yeah.
That's what he's doing here with these lawsuits for the election and all. Look what's been exposed and revealed just in the last week. All right, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Melissa, you brought up the topic about the Georgia Senate race, and I just want to emphasize to our listeners how critical and how important that race is, and why have the Democrats put so much money into trying to take those seats? Because if they get those seats, they'll control, and things don't change in the way the election has been portrayed now. They'll have the House, they'll have the Senate, and they'll have the White House. They'll have total control, and our country is doomed. And we're all hoping, we're watching these recounts, and we're watching the lawsuits, and we're hoping that, you know, that the truth will come out. And
we're all praying.
Yeah. We'll have another 4 years of the current administration, but we have no guarantees of that. What we do have is an opportunity to keep those two seats so the balance of power doesn't shift and we don't lose control of the Senate. It's absolutely critical that we maintain that control.
Rick, I just wanted to point out that that's not a recount. They're having a runoff on January the 5th, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. That is.
Right.
For those two Senate seats is a runoff.
Right. And we got to have those two Senate seats. I say we, the Republican Party, has to, in order to maintain control of the Senate.
Right.
Which is vital.
And that's the point I was trying to make. And there is a recount going on in Georgia. Now, we don't know what other things will shift in that recount.
I just had a funny idea. What, some of them are close. David Perdue and John Ossoff. The vote was 49.8% in favor of Perdue, 47.9% in favor of Ossoff. What if the recount, are they recounting all the votes or just the presidential votes?
All of them, as far as I know. Yeah.
So what happens if one of them gets 50%? All bets are off?
I'm not sure what the rules are in Georgia on that. Is it 50%?
I think it is 50%, yeah. But I think the votes would have to swing like 30,000 votes. I'm not sure if they're going to. I don't remember the exact number, but
that would be difficult to do, is what I'm hearing.
I think 30,000 might be hard to get to over the 50, but it is 49.7, 49.8,
yeah.
Somewhere
49.8.
In that. 49.8. So it's only 0.2% away from being that 50%. All you need is 50% plus one.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's how critical that race is. So, Chad, you came up with an idea, which I thought was excellent. You gave me a call about it, and I said, yeah, let's go with it. And that was an idea to try to raise funds for those two Senate candidates in Georgia, the Republican candidates, and try to save those two seats. And you came up with the title, Save the Senate, Save America.
Yes, sir. Like a lot of people, I was sitting at home kind of in dismay on what was going on with these election results and on many levels, and watching some of these elections swing overnight, you know, votes popping up here and there. And it comes down to these two races in Georgia. So I texted my friend Catherine Chadwick. She's a Board of Education member and a champion of conservative values there in Carteret County. And I said, we need to save the Senate. And her response to me was just, no, we need to save America, Chad. So I came up with the idea, save America, save the Senate. And, you know, I figured, who could I call to make this happen? So Rick Hopkins. you might have heard of him. I called him. And I said,
not the postmaster.
Not the postmaster.
Post worker.
No relation, I've been told. So I called up Rick, and Rick said, yeah, let's do this. We got a couple of other folks together, Gus Willis, our assistant DA, Melissa Hopkins Potter, you might have heard of her too, Jenna Outlaw, Crystal Ehrlitz, and Keith Strange and Sons, Annabelle's. We went over to Annabelle's, had a meeting, and we put this together. So December 3rd, 6:30 to 8:30, we're having at the Mayola Event Center in New Bern, North Carolina. If you're interested in a ticket, you can call Jenna Outlaw or Melissa Potter. Jen Outlaw at 252-670-4350. I don't know if she wants me to give her phone number out on the radio, but
too late.
There it is. It's been done. Our Melissa Potter, same, 252-670-9531. Too late for you, too. So I'm going to give them a phone call and get some tickets. They'll get them to you.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit more. Who's our featured speaker?
Well, Rick was able to help us out with one of his somebody he's been following and encouraging for a long time. Mark Robinson.
Yeah, Rick was Mark Robinson's campaign manager during his recent campaign, and he won handily here in Craven County and across to Eastern Carolina.
The Craven
that
County
is,
campaign manager.
That is, yeah. Lieutenant Governor. Right.
Lieutenant,
Robinson.
Did I say Governor? We're looking way into the future.
Well,
a few years.
But I tell you what, there is nobody more fun or no better speaker than Mark Robinson is. That's going to be a fun evening.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is. He's a great speaker. Just a general admission ticket, $50. Remember, all this money that we're collecting, all of it's going to these senatorial candidates. The checks will be written to the NCGOP because there's a way to get that money there, and that's the best way for us. VIP tickets are $100. If you're interested in hosting, again, call Melissa or Jenna. There will be a gun raffle, and food will be provided by Strange and Sons, so it'll be great food.
Right. Mm-hmm. So your ticket gets you a dinner. If you are a VIP, then that gets you a half-hour reception with Mark Robinson and a
couple drink tickets.
Right, and a professional photography section, photo session with him. So that's the VIP tickets. And again, it's at the Mayola Center Mayola on Riverside, I believe they call it. It's the old Mayola ice cream plant that's been totally renovated for a venue. They hold a lot of weddings and stuff there. So it's a large facility. There's plenty of seating, and we're looking forward to that. Hal?
Chad, I think it'd be a good idea to repeat those phone numbers again and more slowly. You know, some of us folks don't think quite as fast as you do. Well, and you just have to write it down somewhere.
Why don't you point them to the Facebook page also? And
those phone numbers are 252-670-4350. That's for Jenna Outlaw. Or Melissa Potter at 670-9531. And if you go to the Craven County GOP page, it's one of the listed events there. And I even think the 3rd District put it as a listed event. And the Pamlico County GOP have also shared it to their page. So any of those three pages, Facebook pages, you can go to and you can find the event.
And there's a digital copy of the flyer up there also.
Got a question. Chad, you mentioned that there'd be a professional photographer for VIP attendees. My question is, will there be a professional makeup artist ahead of that photography system?
Only a slight correction. Rick had mentioned it, but there will not be any makeup artist there to my knowledge. If you need some help, I guess talk to Melissa. Maybe she can help you. I'm not good with makeup. I don't know a lot about it. So.
That reminds me of the one American news guy that when he comes on, they show somebody powdering his nose or something. They put powder on him with a brush and walk off. You know, I thought, my goodness, I don't think I'd want that on my show.
Right. I'd also like to mention that by virtue of being there, you'll also be able to meet with and talk to some of our currently elected representatives. I know Keith Kidwell's planning on being there.
Senator Sanderson will be doing our invocation.
Right. And I think Steve Tyson will probably be there also. And you got to understand if they are tied, like we wanted to have Greg Murphy there, but he's going to be doing a vote in D.C., I believe.
And if that changes, he said he really wants to come.
Right.
And he might make it, but right now he's scheduled for a vote, and that just doesn't change easily.
Right. So there's going to be other elected officials there. We were working on getting some other celebrities in, but we don't have confirmations on any of those yet. You know, this time of the year, you got Thanksgiving, Christmas, you got all these different things that are going on. This event's on December 3rd, so it falls right in the middle of all that. Of course, somebody like Mark Robinson just elected the first Black Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. He's in huge demand, so getting on his calendar and getting him scheduled to be here.
It was a coup.
Yeah. So we feel very fortunate that we're able to put this together in such a short period of time. And we're looking forward to a successful event and being able to send a lot of money down to Georgia to help maintain those two seats. Hal?
Rain and I drove out to Hendersonville in North Carolina, which is a long drive from here, to attend a constitutional conservative caucus. And Mark Robinson was one of the speakers. And I'm telling you, nobody wanted to speak after he did because they said he would take all the wind out of the room.
He sucks all the oxygen.
All the oxygen out of the room. And I'm telling you, he really did. He blew us away. It was wonderful.
It was really funny.
Mark Robinson.
Mark Meadows was there.
Oh, wow.
And of course, everybody loves Mark Meadows, mm-hmm. and it was in his district. And he said, I'm not going after Mark Robinson. You got to put me first.
We've heard him speak a number of times since then, and every time it's different. He shows a remarkable history knowledge of our founding principles and our founding fathers and who did what to whom and things like that. And the Constitution, he's brilliant. He's a brilliant guy. He really is.
And he uses
and forceful.
He uses the same kind of notepad our recently appointed Supreme
Amy
Court
Coney
Justice.
Barrett. Yes. A blank pad full of notes. Not.
Well, if you guys can make sure that you help us out, you can go to, like Chad said, on Facebook, go to the Craven GOP page. Click on events and you'll see Save America, Save the Senate. Even if you aren't able to attend, share that out for us. Get this out to your friends, your neighbors, and let them know we are taking donations. You do not have to be in attendance. Remember, there is a raffle for gun. We're going to have some great food provided by the Strange Brothers, and you just want to make sure you come out there and have a good time with us, guys. It's going to be great, but more importantly, we have to save those Senate seats.
Right, and we don't know at this point in time. We're in the process of trying to secure and procure the firearm, but it will be autographed by Mark Robinson, mm-hmm. So it's going to be a special firearm that we're auctioning off there, or raffling off, I'm sorry. All right, we need to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Melissa, we were talking earlier before the break, I think at the beginning of the show, about the mainstream media and the bias and the censorship from Facebook and Twitter, those types of things. And when you talk about the bias in the media, the bias is against people with conservative thoughts, conservative way of life, those that believe in our Constitution, our founding documents, our founding principles.
Protecting the unborn.
God, guns, and Bible, you know. The bias is against those types of people. And I think you had a clip that was on, was it MSNBC?
Well, it was actually this part, the first part is from MSNBC, but then we have some from CNN and ABC. So it's just kind of a collection of what they really think about us. If you tend to follow what you know. So you do, if you're more Republican, you do watch Fox or OAN or Newsmax. And if you're more liberal, you're going to watch CNN or ABC or MSNBC. So you don't get to hear what the other side says about you.
And your job is to keep us clued in.
I do follow the other side. So anyway, this is something that the Daily Caller put together. And I just want you to hear and remember that they're talking about you.
That what we should be doing is shunning these people. Shunning, shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society. Burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weathered this storm, they will do it again.
Trump can still live in a version of the bubble that he and the 69 million morons who voted for him have lived in since 2015. Inside Trump world, it's fun and exciting, and there's no pandemic and nothing but white people and lots of guns, and everybody will be a billionaire soon.
There are a lot of friends who I had to really get rid of, because they are so nonsensical when it comes to this issue. They have every single talking point that they hear on state TV and that they hear from this president, they repeat it and they are blinded by it. I have to get rid of a lot of people in my life, because sometimes you just have to let them go. I think that they have to hit rock bottom like an addict. Right, and they have to want to get help.
And then he, and his enablers, and his supporters, and his collaborators, and the Mike Lees, and the William Barrs, and the Sean Hannitys, and the Mike Pences, and the Rudy Giulianis, and the Kyle Rittenhouses, and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society while we try to rebuild it.
Now, this president, one of the things that he really launched his presidential run on is talking about Islamic radicalization. And this president has radicalized so many more people than ISIS ever did. He has opened up for offshore drilling, and he has said yes to the oil companies. They can drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Preserve. Donald Trump threatens the existence of human life, of all life on this planet. And on November 3rd, we will hold Donald Trump accountable.
That the fight is not just to win an election, but to win it by enough to chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage, and then try to clean up what they left. Remember it, even though to remember it means remembering that the fight does not end November 3rd, but in many ways will only begin that way.
They will do it again. They will take this as confirmation that, hey, it just pays to ride the waves. Country has to repudiate this. It is not a normal administration. And when these people say, oh, you can't criticize us, it will deter public service. It will deter people who are liars, right, who are enablers, who are really bad people, and they should be deterred.
Yeah.
They don't get to escape accountability.
Good grief.
I just want to make one thing clear, Rick. I'm here. This is Chad speaking. I'm here to document these other maggots and keep account for the list. I'm not, you know, so if you guys are keeping.
Shall I spell my name for you?
If you guys are with AOC and you're keeping a list right now, I'm here helping you.
Do you spell it MEGA?
I'll tell you what, you know, you might think that's extreme, but it's not. That's normal. I didn't even hear voices from The View there.
No,
their normal, Rick, is abnormal, and I feel sorry for them. They have to live inside their own heads 24/7, and it pained me to just listen to that short montage.
Well, it's to your point, Dad, is that, you know, that is across the board, MSNBC, CNN, there was ABC up there, a CBS reporter. This is what people who only tune into that, which is obviously 50% plus of the rest of the country, this is what they hear nonstop.
They are dangerously uninformed.
But they feel that way about us. They feel that we are one-sided, one-track-minded, uninformed, and apparently maggots.
Yeah. As usual, claiming that what they are is what we are. That's their pattern, and it hasn't deviated from it here.
But here's my big question on that is they're all about, they want Trump censored, Breitbart, things like that censored because they incite violence. Okay. And that was brought up several times in the Senate hearing.
Yep.
They incite violence. Trump tweeting that he won the election incites violence because it gets us all riled up. It gets his base riled up. And what are they going to do? It's scary to our democracy, terrifying to our democracy.
We don't have one. We have a representative republic.
But that's what they said. So when you have that, when they're saying that the 69 million, which it was more than that, thank you, but he said 69 million people who voted for Trump, and then they talk about we need to be wiped from society, erased from society, wiped from the face of the earth. Is that not insightful, hateful language?
The only rioting I've seen has come from Antifa, Black Lives Matter. It's I don't think Trump gets them all excited to do what Trump wants.
Well, Melissa said the majority of people, and that reminded me that we're not a democracy, just like Raina said, we're a republic. So there may be a majority of people that are crazy like that, but they live in all these populated areas in California, like Los Angeles, and places like that. They live in New York, and they're... Since we are a republic, we can still fight back because the states themselves have a lot of power in the U.S. Senate. And I think that's one of the reasons this fundraiser is so critical.
When Hal talks about the voting public, we are referring to those, the dead people also that vote on the other side mainly.
The zombies. But,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, you have to appreciate them. Do you know how hard it is to vote when you're dead? It's
difficult. Well, you're talking about the media's malice, and I was reading an article, not by choice, a friend had posted it from Slate Magazine. So the malice doesn't only apply to national racists. This was a malice toward Paul Newby, and if you know Paul Newby, he is not a bad person.
No. I wanted to say something
about
him.
He's one of the world's good people.
He is a great person, and the article headline is North Carolina's first black female chief justice may lose her seat to a grieved white colleague. And the whole article is about how Paul Newby is angry that he wasn't selected as Supreme Court justice and kind of how dare he run against her for Supreme Court justice. And this is from Slate Magazine. This is what people are reading, as if he was some kind of supporter of systematic racism and he only ran against her because of the color of her skin. And if you know Paul Newby, none of that is further from the truth.
Generous Christian, well-educated, understands history, understands human nature, is kind. Black and white, up and down, just exact opposite.
He almost always comes to the God and Country Christian Alliance meetings, and you think he's a preacher the way he gets up there and talk. And those things they're saying about him are terribly true. And what I wanted to bring about, the race was very close between Cheryl Beasley and Paul Newby. But anyway, she has demanded a recount. And so you see who demands the recounts.
Well, I'm all for recounts. Let's recount the votes. Let's recount them in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia.
Yeah, just so there's
Pennsylvania,
no question.
Get rid of the votes that didn't count, shouldn't have been counted in Pennsylvania, and do it again. I certainly agree with that. But the point that I'm trying to make is that she's very vindictive, just as you point out there.
Yeah.
Because she lost by a few votes.
There are a lot of vile and vicious people out there, and I'm sure you can find some on all sides if you look far and hard enough. But going back to the bias in the media real quick, you also hear them talking about the violence of the attacks in the streets by the right-wing extremists.
How about that guy that got clipped from behind?
There aren't any.
Well, that's what I want. I'm on YouTube all the time, and I have yet to see any video of right-wing extremists attacking anybody in the streets.
But there, a lot of the reverse is highly visible. It's right. Very easy to find.
Very prevalent. Very prevalent.
Well, if you just look at, okay, look, I'm going to take the most recent, the MAGA march that was in D.C. Okay, extremely peaceful. It's beautiful. Great big group. They tried to make it look like not many people assembled, right, as they were showing empty streets of people walking to the function. Until the crowd got so big and took over those streets, they had no choice, mainstream media, but to admit, yeah, there are thousands, they said, thousands of people. When it broke up and people were leaving is when we started seeing the attacks. Just look at the videos of, if you don't want to believe that there were attacks from just one side or the other, the people who oppose the MAGA march, who oppose Trump supporters, they showed up to protest them being there, to harass them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show up for any other reason other than to say, we don't want you here.
Trying to shut down free speech.
They were wearing gear, mm-hmm, for fighting. They, mm-hmm, had shields made. They had cudgels. They had bottles full of, I don't even want to think what, liquids. They had their helmets on. I mean, these people, they had gloves. They were prepared.
Yep.
Okay, you do not see the MAGA marchers decked out like that. They're not decked out like that.
No, out for a Sunday picnic look.
And, you know, we have seen the videos of the parents who were harassed and the children pushed down and screaming in terror. They had no idea what was going on.
In one case, a young black woman whose daughter was attacked.
Yeah. Elderly hit from behind, a man punched. You know, but what I want to point out with the media bias, since we were talking about that, is, for example, we have Juan on the Fox 5, which is on Fox News, who talked about it. You know, the rest of the five were just appalled that these attacks were going on. And he said, well, and they wanted to know why wasn't it being reported? Because it's not being reported on your mainstream. You're not seeing this. So when questioned, the AP actually put out a statement that those videos, there's no context. So they can't put it out to show what really happened.
Bull feathers.
There's no context. Right. So Juan repeated that. The fireworks thrown at these people sitting after the rally, sitting there eating, fireworks thrown into their midst. No context. How many times have we seen, for example, the Nick Sandberg kid, did they take that and study the context of that? Or did they just take that little clip? Yeah. And did they run with that, which they're paying the price for that?
I think that
Cal Rittenhouse, they took that
now
clip.
On Trump's team, I think.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we know that the mainstream media attacks are coordinated, and they all play by the same talking points, the 4 a.m. talking points they get from the Mockingbird project there. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers, and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Chad, I think you wanted to follow up on something Melissa said.
Yeah, if Juan cannot condemn those things that are happening to those people, shame on him. Absolutely. I'm quick to condemn people, and I think most of our marchers out there were there for the right reasons. But a friend of mine posted a marcher on his vehicle. He had the swastika, and I said, shame on him if he was there. There was no context to it, and I didn't even know if the guy was there, but the mainstream media reported it without context. They didn't mind mentioning that. But I would, you know, I'm quick to say, if he was there, shame on him. There's no place in polite society for people that think the swastika is okay at one of these events. But also shame on Juan Williams if he cannot condemn that violence.
Absolutely. And he did say with a straight face, he said, you know, I condemn violence on either side, wherever it's coming from, but we don't have any context, so we don't know what happened to provoke these people. There is nothing enough to provoke slamming someone in the face. And I do just want to call everyone's attention real quick with media bias to the press conference that our president held, which was on the vaccine, which talked about the release of it and the effects of it, and it was not aired on a single program, not one single program. Biden had a meeting with a couple of bigwig CEOs, and it was breaking news, and they broke into regular program. This was in the space of less than 48 hours. Our president silenced, and that's not the first time it's happened. Biden woke up and they break into regular program.
Yep. Okay. Well, we had a lot of good, interesting topics and conversation. We're going to switch over a little bit now and talk about the public meeting that CCTA held this past Tuesday night. And Hal James is the vice chair. He's the one that puts the programs together. And Hal, you thought it would be a good idea to bring in some of our recently elected officials. Didn't work out the way you wanted it to, because a couple of them couldn't make it.
No, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, but it did work out. I thought it went really, really well. I was very pleased. And Rick, I think you handled your end of it very well too, helping us out with the sound and introducing things like that. But the main purpose of it was, as you said, with the legislators of the North Carolina General Assembly, the ones that we had Michael Speciale, who's sitting one there, and he did not run for re-election, but all five of them were invited. And unfortunately, particularly in Norman Sanderson's case, Norman called me during the day, and his wife Linda's mother, her bed, I believe is her name, that's what we call her bed, she's a sweet woman, and she had fallen, and she was in hospice, and things weren't looking really good, and he wanted to stay there with Linda instead of coming, and I thoroughly understand that. Then the Smith from Pitt County, the senator, she did live streams. She watched it on live stream.
Yeah,
she wasn't able to say anything, and I think she was disappointed about that, but she wasn't able to come down in person, so she wasn't able to speak, but she could listen. And so then we ended up with, I don't know, Steve Tyson was invited, and he had accepted the invitation. And Michael told us that probably Steve was in Pinehurst, I believe is the name of the town, because he had a sick relative down there. So maybe, I hope it wasn't COVID-19. I think a lot of our people seem to be getting sick. But anyway, the two that were there was Michael Speciale and Keith Kidwell. And I mean to tell you, we asked them three questions principally. The first one was, what do you think about voter integrity? And man, I'm telling you, they really unloaded on that subject. And then we went on to the Article 5 Convention of States. And both of those were solidly against it with some very good reasons and made good arguments for that. And I particularly remember one day when CCTA had a delegation of us up there at the General Assembly, and Michael got out on the floor and he said, how many of you people here would trust the other people in this room with your freedom. And that's how he stopped that bill from going through, where they were going to ask for a for Article 5 Convention of States. We also talked about a gubernatorial overreach, and they told us an awful lot about how Governor Cooper had ignored the Council of State, how they had passed several laws to try to prohibit his overreach during emergencies. They cited the regulation, the law that they passed that would have caused him not to have so much overreach. But they both assured us that there would be, especially Keith, he'll be sitting there, and he has some conservative friends there. Larry Pittman, for example, was reelected. There's some conservative people going up there, and they say they're going to strengthen that. They're going to put some strings that the governor can't just take over and be a dictator during a time of emergency. So all in all, the people there seemed to really thoroughly enjoy it. We had good questions from the people in attendance, and nobody got up and left, so it was good.
All right. Well, thank you for that report, Hal. We always enjoy our public meetings. Always seem to turn out really well. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's CCTA wake-up call. I encourage you to visit our website, cctaxpayers.com, where you can find out more about our organization, how to join, how to get involved, and how to participate in the process of conservatism and saving our country.
Hear, hear.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. Jay Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue,
Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.